Shalom to all. Today we're learning Chaz Midos Perak Aleph Mishnah Mishnah Vav. And today's Mishnah we're learning Chaz Asabas Rachel Shishi Bezeichet Van Yosef Gagun Bikarav Mamesh. And we continue discussing the Sha'arim, the gates that are in the Azara. We already spoke about the three in the Darim in the south, which is the left hand side. Then the one which is in Mizrach, that's the main gate. That's called Shar Nikanar. And now the Mishnah tells us Shabbat Safon in the north, which is the right hand side of the Azara. The first one is Shar Hanitzaitz. And what was unique about this? Uchmen Achsadra Hayat. It was kind of like a hallway or a pathway. In other words, it wasn't just a gate that you walk through the wall and that's it. There's actually protrusions like walls of sort coming out on both sides that made it somewhat of a hallway. And Valiya Benuya Al Gabav, there was also an upper level built on top of it. Shakanim Shomer El Malon, the Kehanim, they would be Shomer above. They would stand on top of this like on the porch, and Valvim El Maton, Levim would be below. And Upesach Chayloi Lechel, it also was an entrance to the Chel. There's an area which was outside the Azara within the walls of Har Habayis, so this entrance led to there. Now Shani Loi, the next Shar was called Shar HaKarbon, and this is when someone who brought Kodshei Kodshim to be shechted, it was brought through there. And Shlishi Loi, the third one, was called Beis HaMoked, which we're going to be getting to quite a discussion in the upcoming Mishnayos regarding this Beis HaMoked. We also mentioned it in the beginning of Maseches Tamid. So now moving on to Mishnah Vav, continue to discuss this. V'arba L'shachos Hayu Beis HaMoked. There were four chambers, meaning four small rooms in the Beis HaMoked itself. The Beis HaMoked was really quite a large room that had a dome on top of it, and off of this room, as we had just learned, there was four L'shachos, four small chambers, and the Mishnah further describes them, kikitoinus psuchas latraklin, kind of like small rooms that are open into a large hall. So it's the same thing over here, and shtayim b'kodesh, shtayim b'chol, two are in the kodesh, two are in the chol. And this is really a further description of the Beis HaMikdash itself. As we had said, it's a pretty large room, and actually half of it was considered to be in the Azara, and the other half of it was out of the Azara, was out of the wall of the Beis HaMikdash. And that's what the Mishnah just told us, that out of these four lashachos, these four rooms that opened into the Beis HaMoked, two of them were in the space of the Azara, and two of them were outside of the Azara. Rashi Pesvasin Mavdilin Bein Kosh L'chol, the tips of beams were sticking out that made a clear demarcation between where Kodesh and Chol was in this room. Now, what were these four L'shachos, these four rooms that opened into the Beis HaMoked? And so here we start with the first two that were in the Kodesh, Maravis Duraimis, the southwestern one, which is when you went into the room, that would be the one immediately on your left. He Haisalishkas Tlai Karbon, that was a lishka for the lambs of Karbon. That's where all the lambs that were designated for the Karbon Tamid, that they were already checked and ready to be shechted, they were in that room. Now going to the one immediately on the right, Dramis Maravis, southeastern, he has a lishkas oisei lechem aponim, that's the room of the ones who made lechem aponim. Now going to the ones that were in the chayl, Mizrachis Tzvainis, northeast, Baganzu b'nei chashmonai, as avnim mizbeach shekitzu malchi Yavon, this were the chashmonaim, hid the stones of the mizbeach, which were defiled by the kings of Yavon. This is at the times of the Hanukkah story, we know they came to the Beis HaMikdash and they brought Tamei Karbanos on the Mizbeach, so those stones were dismantled and put in this room, that's where they were Nignaz. And lastly, Tzvainis Maravis, the northwestern chamber, Bayardl Beis HaTvila, that's where they would go down into the Beis HaTvila. We had this Maseches Tamid, Kaihanim that slept in the Beis HaMikdash overnight because it was their shift the next day. If one of them became Tamei overnight, so they couldn't go into the Beis HaMikdash, rather, they would go to this underground staircase and pathway that led to a mikvah, there was also a bathroom there, and that's where this fourth chamber in the northwest led to. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow the Mishnah Zayin and Ches, continuing to discuss the Beis HaMikdash. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.